Hi, welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Okay, so we are joined again by our colleagues from Berner and Becker. We've got Pontus with us again, and Vites with us again.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back, guys. You hopefully, if you're listening to our podcast regularly, being the third one, not that regular, but hopefully it will build. You'll remember that we were joined by these guys on our first podcast where we were talking about total revenue management. Today we're talking about a very specific topic on market share. So very much the same format as before. We're just going to open it up, let these guys talk. You'll hear a lot less from me and much more from the from these guys who actually know what they're talking about. So let's get started. Market share. First easy question. What is it?
It's a lot. It's something very important. But yeah, first of all, Trevor, we're super happy to be a part of the podcast again. Fighters with me.
Yes, absolutely.
We touched upon the subject of market share in the last podcast when we talked about total revenue management. But market share is essentially to measure your own performance as a hotel against the competitive set. Because looking at your internal numbers only is simply not enough. Let's say like this, Trevor, if your hotel increases from year to year with a 10% revenue growth, would you be happy?
I would think so, but there's obviously a leading question, fact you asked me.
maybe. No, let's say then that that your comp set at the same time increased 12%. Would you be as happy then?
No, not as happy.
Exactly. So basically in a market, a market will always change depending on what fairs and events and, you know, what seasonality is happening, etc. So market share is super important to basically benchmark yourself to a comp set, to the market, in order to see if your performance is essentially good.
So when people talk about benchmarking against their comp set, are they talking about the same thing that you're saying here, or are they missing an element?
I think it's pretty much the same element actually we're talking about. Like, obviously what is important to visualize within that term of market share is that when you're benchmarking yourself against the performance of a set competitive set or a set market data in that sense, obviously you're looking at performance related measurements as your occupancy, you're looking at your ADR, and you're also looking at your RevPAR, obviously, in comparison to the occupancy, ADR and RevPAR of your competitive set that you defined beforehand, right? So effectively, what market share in that sense does as a toolbox is it delivers you that view on how good or how bad your hotel is performing, also in terms of development from one year to another, because you're basically indexing your performance to that specific set, whereas you can then tell, obviously, how you're also performing from the previous period over to, let's say, this year's comparable period within the three measurements of occupancy, ADR, and RevPAR. And you can see how that develops compared to the development of your comp set.
Okay. Now, the fact that we're talking about it obviously implies, and I know we'll kind of come on to a little bit more detail, who does what. Maybe some are better at doing it than others. But I know when we were talking about ideas for future podcasts, this was something very important that you wanted to bring up, which naturally implies that it's not being done as often or maybe as efficiently as you think it should be. So before we get into the why is it not being done, how could it be done better, why, I think it's probably obvious, but just so that we don't miss the point, why is it so important? Why do you think it is such a critical factor that is often overlooked?
simply because in that example, as I said before, also, like, it's not enough to just measure your own result, but in a practical world, we, for example, use market share as one of the main tools to do potential analysis for a hotel.
Right.
So if we come in and we're about to start working with a client that hasn't really done revenue management, and they ask us, hey guys, okay, I know the cost of your service, what can you bring me? What can revenue management bring to my hotel? Mm-hmm. And we can fairly easily say, let's say we have a 100-room hotel in London. And then we can fairly easily go in and say, okay, this is your RevPAR that you reach for a year, or your revenue. You can calculate the market share index numbers, also recalculate it into revenue. So then let's say this 100-room hotel is doing a yearly turnover of, let's say, £3 million. And then we can see that, okay, let's now choose a couple of hotels that are very comparable. We should basically reach the same level of RevPAR as the average of those hotels. Mm-hmm. And we then buy a report from a company like STR Global or Fairmas or whatever it can be. Then we can see, like, the average RevPAR of the competition set here means that you could have a yearly turnover of 3.4 million. So then there's quite easily to say, okay, there's a potential here coming from good revenue management of around 400,000 euro, 400,000 pounds.
Okay.
So it's a critical identifier also to see, like, where do you underperform in terms of seasonality and fares, and how much in total is the potential behind things. So it's a super good first step that can be used.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what it effectively delivers is, and that's why it's also so important, it basically delivers that view on where are your revenue opportunities.
Right.
Meaning, where have you missed out on money that was then just left on the street, basically? Whereas you could have obviously grabbed that kind of money because your Comset also grabbed that kind of money. Right. So it's basically tells you if you got your fair share in that market, basically, from whatever demand was out there at a given point in time. Mm. If you grabbed that fair share that belongs to your hotel in that sense, or if you didn't, and obviously if you didn't, it then enables you to obviously go into that data, and also pull up your segmentation behind it and see exactly which kind of strategies and actions you can apply in order to, you know, minimize the risk for that future comparable period. In order for you to grab that money then.
Yeah. Maybe we should go through actually the three KPIs and how to calculate them.
Yes, exactly. It sounds like a good point to touch on. I mean, I guess what I'm getting from here is it's the opportunity revenue, really, isn't it? I mean, you can spend a lot of time looking at your own numbers and the question you asked me at the beginning. You know, if you've 10% last year, 12% this year, we could be reporting back that we're doing well. But if last year we were at our market share and everyone was around the same number, but they've now increased to 15% and we've only gone up to 12%, then although the picture seems positive, we've actually missed a lot of opportunity revenue that others have grabbed.
Yeah, and it can even work the other way around if you just look at your market share for a given month, and let's say there's a bi-yearly huge congress coming. And then or a huge event like the Olympics in London or anything. If that doesn't then come back the year after, now then the RevPAR for the hotels in that summer is going to go down. So internally, looking at your data, you might drop down 20% in a month. Mm-hmm. But if your Comset dropped down 30%, then you actually grew your market share. Yeah. I mean, you did actually a better job in terms of revenue management and in terms of hotel performance, because you actually grabbed a bigger slice of the pie.
Understood. We're talking about the numbers, and you just highlighted there about some of the KPIs and the data. So yeah. I guess we'll talk about some of the specifics. Now, there are three core KPIs. So do you want to just talk us through those and how they are interlinked?
Yeah, absolutely. You start, I do the second, you do the third.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do like this. Let's start with that occupancy side of looking at market share related figures. So if we're looking at that occupancy side, we're basically taking into consideration that index, which is called market penetration index, MPI, basically putting your own occupancy of your hotel into relation to the occupancy that your Comset achieved.
Mm-hmm. The average of the Comset.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Absolutely.
So the formula would basically be your Comset divided by the average Comset occupancy. Your occupancy divided by the average occupancy of your Comset times 100, because just to look at an index.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would be the MPI. And then we have the ARI, so that's the average rate index.
Okay.
Basically, you do the same, but with ADR. So you take your average ADR divided by the Comset ADR times 100. And the last one.
And the last one is the RGI, which is the revenue generating index. And then looking obviously at your own RevPAR divided by the average of the Comset's RevPAR in that sense.
Yeah. And because these are indexes, that's just a mathematical term for having something divided by something else and seeing what's higher or lower.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an index then of 100, that means obviously that the numerator is the same as the denominator. And that means you get then, obviously you have the same RevPAR as your Comset. So that means you get 100.
I mean, you are equivalent to your market share. Is that what?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
And you wrote an article about this as well, so we'll make sure that there's a link to that in the detail as well.
All right. Exactly. So I mean, I did. but it's basically about saying, I wasn't sure if you're going to link it through this podcast to the article, but you're more than welcome to. But anyway.
I think it's a good article. I think it backs it up and yeah. demonstrates it. So I think it's a perfect chance to share it with people that yep. may have missed it the first time around.
Why not? So basically, it's if your RevPAR is higher than the average of the Comset, the index will be above 100.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this comes down to the comparability of your competition set. So sometimes hotels might be in markets where the perfect Comset on paper, it's not really available. So you might have to choose hotels that are superior or lower in quality than your own hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say if you are the best hotel in the market, you shouldn't really be content with only a 100 RGI. Then you should put a target for yourself of maybe 120.
Sure.
And the other way around, if you're sort of the lowest quality hotel in the market, you can be happy maybe with a 90 or 80.
Understood.
So that's
but it's having a number that you are at least using to benchmark yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. So you should always, that's what this article that I wrote is about, that you should always identify your own 100 RGI target.
Mm-hmm.
People stare themselves a bit too blindly on this 100 number.
I've got you. So it's like you have to hit 100, but actually that may not be good for you, or it may be too high for you, as you say, depending on the type of property and where you sit. One of the things that this all seems to be predicated by is it's all well and good being able to work out these calculations, and they seem pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You have your own information, so you've got one piece of the equation.
Exactly.
the second piece is the competitor set.
Yeah.
Now, that data, I guess there's two elements to it. One, it seems to be pretty easily accessible. You mentioned the likes of STR. I know there's also a Hotstats you mentioned. Who was the other company that you mentioned early on?
Fairmas here in Germany. And then in the Nordics, you have Benchmarking Alliance. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of different players in different countries.
What's the general mood? I mean, you deal with groups, as we've mentioned before. You deal with groups, you deal with independent hotels. What's the general mood from a hotel side? Because I guess it's all well and good working out the data, but it all comes down to how good that data is that you're using. What is the view of hoteliers putting their data into these data sets to help flesh out and make it more accurate?
I think it's a very, very interesting point, and Pontus, I think, already touched base on it a little bit. Like, obviously, when it comes down to defining your comp sets, obviously, you're bound to certain limitations also, because not all hotels are basically reporting into those benchmarking providers, which would then actually deliver the base for your market share analysis at the end of the day. And from the feeling that I have is that hoteliers don't necessarily always understand what they can do with it, obviously, which is then a factor of, okay, we're reluctant actually to report data into those benchmarking suppliers. We've got some pretty good context actually within those companies providing those benchmarking tools. And they're obviously on the growing stage, obviously trying to really get into that independent hotel market as well. Whereas on the chain side, you see all of those big players obviously reporting into that benchmarking tools. But when it then comes down to, you know, really grab those individual hoteliers or individual hotels and make them report their data, I think you can really see that reluctance because they don't necessarily know what happens to that data. But the important thing with that is to know that this data is anonymous, right?
Report,
and as you're building up that comp set, and you then always look at an average of figures out of that comp set data, right? The data of your own individual hotel will never be disclosed in that sense.
I'm with you. But the more you add into it, the more value it is, the more accurate it is. So there is a benefit of doing it as long as it's anonymized.
Yeah. But I would say, as in general, there is this reluctance. My experience tells me that when we start with a client or so to work and they haven't done this earlier, it's mostly because of the, like if I'd mentioned, the sort of the how do you say that they're not informed, that they don't know what it is. So when we explain it to them, it's not like they're like, oh, I need to secure my data or so. As soon as they get a good explanation that the data will be anonymous, no one will ever know the exact data of only their hotel, it's just mixed into a competitive set average, then they sort of ease up. And these companies all have very tough rules and guidelines of how data is pulled, so that it's basically impossible to calculate the results of one specific property,
and also very specific guidelines on how a comp set has to be built up.
Yeah. Like, I was going to ask about that. Yeah, can you tell a bit about that?
You could not say that. Let's say we are an independent hotel. Right, the three of us lead that hotel now, and we say we're going to report data now to STR. And when thinking about our comp set, we want to have data from three Ibis hotels around the corner, which are standing next to our hotel, plus another one which is from, I don't know, a Hampton by Hilton or something. STR, in that sense, or those benchmark providers wouldn't allow that, because otherwise the share of those chain affiliated hotels, for example, or the amount of hotels that belong to one company, in that sense, Ibis, as I said three times, this would not be possible. Same as if you would want to exchange hotels within your comp sets. Obviously, there's also certain rules that are applied there in order for hoteliers individually not to figure out or not to be able to figure out what the individual data of one hotel out of that comp set would be. So it will always be under that.
So it's not influenced at all by independents or brands, or it's the actual categories of how you define that are more general. Is that right?
Exactly, like categories and amount of hotels and the ownership behind which hotels you choose, and also the exchange of the hotels. Because if you have one comp set with four hotels and then you just remove one, for example, you could in theory calculate what that one hotel then.
Of course. Do. Right. Okay.
So these type of rules are there, but also just want to mention, like, it's even though a hotel is not interested in building up its own comp set or don't allow for it in the budget, although these services are usually peanuts for what they bring in the end of the day, you can always report, or hotel can always report the data and get free access to the market reports of where they're operating. So not in a comp set, but just have a look at least what the market is doing.
Already, yeah, I mean, some indication, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Then you can at least work with something.
I'm with you. So they don't have to pay to put the data in, because I guess the companies want the data. How they use the data, there's say a pay option where they can access it to do the comp set. But as you say, yeah, we see the reports come out from STR for different regions, different cities, the same for Hotstats, and I'm sure the same for Fairmass and Benchmark Alliance. So as you say, it's more about, I mean, whilst it would be helpful if they put their data in, it's more from their side, it's just engaging with the information that's already provided and starting to use that.
Exactly. And it is these companies, like I really don't care in that sense what company is providing it, but it tends to be a little bit of a monopoly in the different countries, mm-hmm. of these companies that provide it. So we would never like sit here and say like, oh, buy it from this company or so. But the fact is that these are the only companies providing it, and it's super important to do this. So everyone should sort of jump on the train in our meaning.
And important to clarify, we're not promoting one provider over another. We're just mentioning the core ones that provide in the regions that you're aware of. That makes sense. Do you find if we're looking at the application of it, so we've spoken about what it is, why it's important, we've looked at the data and the KPIs. Is there anything around the data and KPIs we haven't touched on that you want to mention before we move on to sort of looking at the application and different areas?
Maybe just one thing to add to what I said before about those three different formulas, so the MPI, ARI, and the RGI. Mm-hmm. The RGI is obviously the most important KPI to follow, because that really measures the RevPAR. That's the same as saying RevPAR is more important to follow than only occupancy or only ADR, because at the end of the day, you know, 100% occupancy with €1 rate won't help you, and the other way around. So it's really following RevPAR and following the RGI. So whatever actions the hotel is taking to increase the RGI, whether that's a occupancy MPI focused strategy or an ADR ORI focused strategy, doesn't really matter in the end, as long as the RevPAR and the RGI is increasing. Then obviously profitable revenues are always better in the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So looking at who's using market share, I would guess the fact that a lot of the brand companies are inputting the data, maybe more than independent hotels, from what we've just said, does that lend us to conclude that market share you would see being applied much more often as a calculation within the branded hotel groups than you would in the smaller groups and the independent hotels?
Absolutely. I would not deny that. Like, I had a very interesting conversation actually just at the beginning of this week when I held a revenue training in Berlin. And we were also touching base on the topic of market share. And then I was asking the question, okay, what are you actually doing with, you know, that information coming out of STR or Fairmas? Mm-hmm. How do you grasp it? What do you do with it, right? And luckily, now to answer that question, in that room on Monday, there was only independent hoteliers sitting.
Okay.
They said, yeah, I'm taking a look at it, take it as an information, and that's pretty much it. So you can see the lack of education, basically, on that point.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously doesn't allow everyone to, you know, really understand what that data could basically deliver for them.
Yeah.
And which kind of opportunities it holds.
So they see the reports, they look at the reports, they go, oh, that's interesting. Frankfurt's doing quite well or not. And then they put the report away.
Yeah. Yeah. For example, like, I mean, one of the people said, I'm looking at last night's RevPAR, and then I see the RevPAR of my comp set, and then I think, yeah, we could have done something differently. And that's all the information
And that's where it stops.
And that's where it stops, basically, right? But then if you look at how chains, especially the bigger players on the market with their revenue management centers, obviously, and with their people, work with that kind of market share data, then it's, you know, very professionalized in that sense. So they really take a deeper look into that. They build their business mix next to it so they can really figure out, okay, what was basically driving my market share result? Where did I miss opportunity? Where did I gain a lot of that fair share, or basically more than the fair share? And obviously use that data also to forecast what's going to happen in the future on comparable days or comparable time periods, and how they can maximize them or capitalize basically on that market share opportunity that is presented.
And basically use it a lot for budgeting as well, to say, okay, this month, let's say you're in August, September, you want to write the budget for next year, and you say, okay, listen, guys, March this year, we had a bad RGI. Why? Okay, we identified it to be an issue of a certain segment. Then, okay, let's put in actions and let's put the budget up for next year, depending on that. And a lot of chains also really have easy ways to translate market share performance into revenue numbers, so they can really see how much money did you gain, or how much money did you leave on the table, so to speak, if the market share wasn't good. I think though the chains, one thing chains do, just from our experience, they're sometimes also not very good at actually defining that own 100 RGI level for hotels.
Okay.
And so I know
it should be 100, 110, 90, that piece.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So having that a bit more clearly defined for a hotel, and also because market share is quite incorporated to both revenue managers' bonuses, and but also sometimes the property GM bonus plan, etc.
Understood.
And then it's usually always based on a percentage growth within the chains. And that is theoretically impossible to always continuously year after year to always have a percentage growth of market share, because sometimes you reach basically your 100 RGI level. And I think success should be celebrated in the way that when you reach this defined 100 level, that is a good thing. You know, it can be your best year or your best month last year that just dropped down 1%, but it still might be the absolute best month of the year, of the next year. That is still, I think, a success that should be celebrated, and people should get a reward for that. That I think could be an improvement of how chains is using it. But then, how independent hoteliers and so on are using it, there's a lot to do.
And so, again, there may be a reluctance. I mean, as I think you mentioned, and again, we're not promoting this. This isn't a podcast to promote the people providing the benchmarking data, but there is a cost associated with it. We may touch on elements that we've already mentioned, but going back to your training, for instance, that you ran the other day, the independent hotels, they're seeing the reports. The reports are free. They can access them, or, you know, you can sign up for the newsletters and they can come through to you.
Yeah.
If they're sitting there, what are some of the simple things? So they're based in a city, out comes the report. They can't access because they haven't signed up to all the data. Are there just some simple steps that, rather than just looking at it and saying, okay, that's interesting, put it aside, they could start doing with those broad based reports?
I think obviously initially people have to, or hotels have to take that decision, obviously, to sign up for that, right? Build a comp set or define a comp set that would make sense at the end of the day. And then obviously not only look at it in a frequency of a monthly basis or something, but really start looking into that data on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And obviously understand which kind of factors are obviously impacting their own performance. So that again leads back to, you know, build your own segmentation mix next to it. That basically was driving your own RevPAR at the end of the day. But then also obviously having that view on the competitors, RevPAR or ADR or occupancy result at the end of the day. And out of that, obviously, start really going in deep on a daily basis and figure out what has to be done in order to, you know, influence our own or the hotel's own business mix at the end of the day to make sure that you are building up, let's say, a RevPAR target.
Well, where... I was going to say, what, sorry to cut, what are some of the things that you feel are, you know, basic revenue management 101 decisions that should be being made, but that maybe can't be made or can't be made as insightful or as accurate if you are not doing a market share, you know, this comp set analysis? Are there certain things that are being missed that you think are fundamental?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, if, let's say, back to your question, if a hotel doesn't really want to sign up for a comp set, they at least can take a look, first of all. This is not just for the whole market. Usually you can at least get access to sub-market data classes. You can see, okay, 4-star hotels in my city. Then you can at least say, okay, they do that much occupancy, that much ADR, and that much RevPAR. Then they can see, okay, am I overall with the RevPAR underperforming or overperforming, or am I at a good level? And then they can also see, should I go a little bit more to push occupancy, or am I losing more in the ADR field? And then they can, for example, look at, if they break it down on a monthly number, they maybe know that, okay, in 2 months of the year, there are big fairs in the city. And if they see maybe that their ARI, so that their ADR index, is dropping down in those 2 months a bit extra compared to the other months of the year, then that's a very good sign that they're probably not optimizing their fare setting very, very good.
Okay.
So that's for sure. Like, that's how they could start a little bit on a very, very slow start basis or slow basis. But then next step is basically do a comp set and have access to daily data, because then you can really, like Veit said, you can define your market share targets per season, per day of week, per fair and congress in detail, exactly, on a daily basis, and that's where you really start finding revenues that you might not even thought was possible.
So it's degrees of analysis, isn't it? But as you say, there's a starting point where you could at least start to get some indicative numbers to help you, I guess, ask yourself some questions first of all.
Yeah,
and then you can start to build some strategies. But you're not going to ask yourself those questions unless you've done a broad calculation to at least give you an indicative position of how you are doing against your comp set.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that makes sense. Now I know one of the things when we were talking about some of the points to touch on, you mentioned around MICE, and you've spoken a few times about there may be events going on, there may be conferences going on. We may have already covered the points that you wanted to, but just as a specific area, is there anything else you would want to add around that element and the importance of market share?
Yeah, I think market share, as it is now, it's only measured basically room revenue in hotels. And to do it for the MICE space would be super interesting. And there is no, there are KPIs nowadays that are a bit officialized of how to measure, for example, event room occupancy or MICE revenue per square meter, etc. Okay. But no one is building an average of a comp set and benching it with index data. So we sort of hold the flag up high for the industry to start with that. And basically, you have to begin with identifying, okay, so what's the applicable occupancy, ADR, and RevPAR targets for a MICE area of a hotel.
Yep.
There we basically say event room occupancy, so basically checking occupied square meters, so total available square meters for a day. Mm-hmm. For the ADR, you can have revenue spend per square meter, and then revenue spend also per occupied square meter, and then you could have revenue spend per available square meter, and then you have your three things, and that could be fairly standardized, and then you could basically go on the same, and hotels reporting this build up a composite average and then see, because then it also doesn't matter if you're comparing yourself with a hotel that has a lot bigger MySpace than your own.
No, it's all comparable, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's basically index based. So then there's the same thing with this market share stuff. If you're a 100 room hotel and you compare yourself to a 200 room hotel, it works because of the index formula.
Yeah.
However, obviously choosing a comp set, you should always, you know, it's about basically competing about the same guest at the end of the day. So you should.
So it's less about the size of a hotel, but where you position yourself, who are your guests, are you after the same the same market? Otherwise, it's not a fair comparison.
Now, they're for sure different factors. You should choose as a comparable comp set as possible always. So obviously, location, size, quality of hotel, service, amenities, etc. Location, what type of hotel you are, all these things play in. Like if you're a huge congress hotel, it's a bit in the outskirts of a city with, let's say, 500 rooms and huge conference and meeting space, the proximity of your competitor in the local area is not so important. It can be the same type of hotel, but the other side of the city, because it's between that hotel, probably that a big company wants having a congress, that they look at both of these. But if you are a 100 room room only in the middle, in the city center, you maybe want more hotels in your geographical proximity. So it depends a little bit on the type of hotel and everything.
That makes sense. And maybe, I mean, leading back into the previous podcast we did about total revenue management, and we touched on a number of different factors and how we are still, I guess, because the room metrics and KPIs are so standardized and so well known, and everything else is kind of evolving, that I guess this mice element, whilst becoming much more in focus now from a revenue management point of view, it's still a bit behind the curve in terms of developing the metrics that you've just been outlining, for the same reasons that it's lagging a bit behind in the whole total revenue management piece as well. Just trying to get your head around it, and what are the core KPIs you should be measuring.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good summary on that. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, go on.
Like one of the last points I just wanted to touch base on is basically if you think about the incorporation of market share applications or market share tools in the assessment of a performance of a hotel or of a market. I think now we're only talking really about hotels that are existing, or maybe new hotels that will be built, and how revenue managers look at it, or basically how hotel managers could, in that sense, assess that data and use it. But if you think about hotel developers or also hotel investors,
when a
new hotel, in that sense, or finding out what kind of potential is there in the market in a specific place, I think, you know, that application of market share could be incorporated much earlier in, you know, the building stage of a hotel already, based deciding on where to place it.
It would almost seem the most obvious thing to do.
Yeah.
You're looking to build a hotel. You're looking to invest millions in this. You would naturally look towards what the market share is and where you would be positioning yourself, what the comp set is like, where the opportunity may be.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I mean, those market share companies that collect all of this data, they obviously have thousands and thousands of hotels reporting data, and they sit on a golden mine in terms of data center, what they have collected there. So that's also, you know, from those companies, that's where other consulting companies like PricewaterhouseCoopers and Deloitte actually buy their data to produce forecast of destinations, etc., and market destination reports for coming years, and so on. So that's the base of the data, basically. And if you as a hotelier want to see how a market has developed, I mean, go and buy a direct data report, and you can see how the RevPAR in that market has developed in the recent years, and get a good idea of where it's heading.
Makes perfect sense. One of the big pushes that has happened over the years, but seems to have exploded, certainly in the space of the last sort of 24 months, maybe two, three years, is around technology, whether it be PMS, which is growing rapidly, but also in amongst the revenue management systems. So I hear, you know, we see a lot about the revenue management system companies, the development companies telling us what their products can do and how they support the revenue managers. So I would guess that this whole market share element is built in as a standard factor. So there's just a calculation gap that obviously any revenue manager with a system isn't completing. Is that right?
It would be really nice actually if it would be that way.
Yeah.
But
surprised.
From what our experience tells us with a lot of different revenue management system providers is that this is a part, so specifically that market share part, that is absolutely not taken into consideration. Not when, you know, a system is trying to suggest a proper pricing recommendation, when it's restricting the hotel's inventory. Not in any of that sense. That's what we found, and also what we found out when talking to people from those revenue management system providers. Whereas you would think that if market share is an indicator of, you know, where your potential is and how you could grab it, basically, you would think that those systems would incorporate that.
Yeah. It's a bit crazy, actually.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked. I mean, we spoke about this, and I think my face was a picture when you first of all, outlined.
We recorded it.
Outlined, you know, where this market share sits, and I was flabbergasted that, you know, it isn't just a standard, you know, calculation that every hotel does.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how do you? I mean, it just seems so fundamental. So to then have. And again, I can't, you know, we can't talk for every revenue management system, but broad brush from your anecdotal experience, to not have that built in seems to be such a missing piece of the puzzle. It's baffling that it's not there.
Yeah. It's crazy. If anyone from any revenue system is listening to this, or if anyone knows of a revenue management system 100% are using this, please come forward and spread that knowledge within the industry.
Exactly.
Because everyone would like to know. No, but it is mind-boggling because, I mean, these systems, they're very different in how they are set up with their algorithms and what factors they look at to measure demand in the end of the day. Some systems look more into the internal occupancies and booking paces, and some systems look more into external factors like competitive pricing And I know that many hoteliers are always asking revenue management systems, do you take the weather into consideration or the snow depth of an Alp resort or so? So there are a bunch of things, but to this day, we've never seen or heard about anyone taking market share into consideration. And I guess at the end of the day, it might be because it's not a factor that sort of influences demand or is influenced by demand. It's simply a measuring tool, but you can for sure, as a theory, in theory, you could implement this into a system to sort of say a sense check, like the system would recommend a certain rate for a fare. With that rate, this and this RevPAR would come out in the end of the day with a forecasted occupancy, and then you can see, oh, that would only lead to an 80 RGI, whereas normally we would have 100 in this hotel. Then you can say, okay, no, it's not enough. And basically that's what happens, because in those systems, they are quite good in, well, let's say like this, hoteliers, they are, when you don't apply revenue management from the beginning, you might like get your hotel up to an okay level in the normal weeks. But for fairs and congresses, you usually underestimate the demand a lot and the prices that you can set. So I've seen clients that say they have a normal 150 euro rate, and then they bump it up to 250 during the fair and think that, okay, we're almost 300 then, and say like, okay, we're almost doubling our money here in this week. But the matter of the fact is that they might do maybe, let's say, 100 RGI in the normal week, but during the fair they might only do a 60 RGI.
Yeah.
because the rest of the market is setting the rate for 450 euros instead. So a system that doesn't know that will obviously look like, okay, I have 150 normally, I have 300, I'll put 10% on top, like year to year or whatever. But if you constantly underperform during such fairs, for example, a system can't really identify that issue and will continue to recommend too low prices.
No, so as you say, it's maybe not, there are maybe more critical factors that the technology produces that is valuable.
Yeah.
But as a test
on
the decision making in the broader market, it would seem like a fairly sensible thing to just say, as you say, we were 150, we're saying 300, it seems sensible, we check.
Yeah.
The market share, the comp set data is telling us we should be at 400.
Yeah.
Actually, we revisit it.
Yeah.
But there just isn't that, as you say, there just isn't that check and balance.
No.
I can see where you're coming from.
But like essentially saying is, and that might be a little bit provocative in that sense, but meaning that a revenue management system will never enable you to fully realize the full potential of what your hotel performance could be.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Good to say that. Yeah, no, it's something that, I mean, at the end of the day, they could just, like we said before, use market share to define your RevPAR target for different seasonality, their weeks, and for fares especially. And if you have defined those targets and you, let's say, take a bit of a buffer in it and keep them on the low, then you at least get like, I need to have a minimum RevPAR of this, and then the system could operate within that sort of framework and then that would work a whole lot better.
No, it makes sense. Who knows, maybe it'll be something that'll come in. Everyone will listen to it, they'll all start asking their tech providers, now where's my market share calculation, and suddenly they'll be upgrading all their software, and it'll all be down to you guys.
Yeah, we hope we can spark a movement.
And then they're going to start looking at the mice side of things and get into grips with that as well. All right, brilliant. We've touched on a number of kind of takeaways as we've gone through this. We did have a final bit to kind of wrap up and say, any recommendations for independents or small hotel groups. You have touched on a number of hopefully takeaways that people, it will prompt a thought, prompt a hopefully an action. Mm. But if there are any final thoughts that you want to share, specifically from your experience of dealing with those independent hotels, the small groups where this maybe isn't as prevalent and isn't as high profile as you think it should be.
Yeah. No, but that would be get in contact with the local market share providers in your country. Start providing your own data. Don't be afraid of it. It will be anonymous. At least start looking at your market share data for the city or the region. Mm-hmm. Go the next step is our recommendation. Then also choose a comp set. Don't be afraid that the comp set is not 100% comparable, because it's all about the relation within that index number.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, okay, I'm the best hotel or I'm the worst hotel. I need a RGI of 130 or 80 respectively.
Yep.
It's about seeing your relationship towards the market or towards that comp set. And start reporting that, and then setting your RevPAR targets per season, day, week, and especially for the high demand events and fair days. And really look at those on a daily detail and make sure you don't leave any money on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. Can only add to this, get a view on your opportunities. And market share is the only real way to have a view on that.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.